Be peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, and be exceeding glad. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Matthew chapter 5 verse 9-12. Seek reconciliation. You have heard that they said it of old time, you shall not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has anything against you, leave there your gift before the altar, and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly, while you are in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver you to the judge, and the judge delivers you to the officer, and that you will be cast into prison. Truly I say unto you, you shall by no means come out of there until you have paid the uttermost penny. Matthew chapter 5 verse 21-26. Love one's enemy. You have heard that it has been said you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them who shall despitefully use you, and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be you, therefore, perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. Matthew chapter 5, 43-48. Turn one's cheek. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue you at the law, and take away your coat, let him have your cloak also. And whosoever shall compel you to go a mile, go with him too. Give to him that asks of you, and from him that would borrow from you, do not turn him away. Matthew chapter 5 verse 38-42. This is really important. You have to know this. The true children of God are known by their love, their mercy, and their pursuit of peace. They do not seek revenge, but instead offer forgiveness. They do not cling to hatred, but extend love even to their enemies. They endure wrongs patiently and overcome evil with good, just as their Father in heaven commands. Only those who walk in this perfect love shall be called the sons and daughters of God.